Case number 10,963, Anthony J. Rozuski, east of Road 297, Oak Orchard Road, southeast of Mercer Avenue, being lot 16 within Charles C. Fagan and Delaware Oyster Farms Development. A variance from the side and front yard setback requirement.
Good evening. Could you state your name and address for the record, please?
Anthony Rozuski, 19500 Richard Drive, Gaithersburg, Maryland.
You raise your right hand. You swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Thank you.
Well, I'm going to tell you that's not needed.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My wife and I are looking into building a house in the Oak Orchard area, and I'm going to try to go through the questions the best I can and answer to your approval. The lot that we purchased a little over a year ago has a 50-foot road frontage. And we did not realize that the lot actually has an angle to it, and it narrows closer to the road than we originally understood. Once we had the surveys done and we had the house placement done, we realized that we encroached on the 10-foot setback, and so we are requesting a 2-foot variance on the side and front of the house. Okay. Again, due to the lot angle and the 10-foot sides setback, it would be almost impossible to build a house. My wife and I, as we age, we want to try to make it one floor living, and to make it any smaller, the only option we would have is to go up higher, which would be detrimental to us as we grow. We believe this is the minimal variance. Again, this is due to the angle causes more of the issue, having the parallel house and the angle on the lot, where one corner and on one side pushes into the other corner on the opposite side of the house. The variance will not alter the character of the neighborhood. We believe it's going to be a nice enhancement to the neighborhood. We're staking our retirement on this house, so that's how we would like to move forward. It will not impair any of the use of any of the adjacent properties. There's no other access to any other properties around us. Through our property. It will not deter anything in the public welfare. The variance request is the minimal to properly position the house, and we're trying to keep it as centered as possible to still allow side yard and usage, for walkways and things like that for people. So we're trying to give as much green space as possible on the sides. There are precedents in the neighborhood. Some of the houses in the neighborhood are very old, very established, that are right on property lines. And there are some new houses that have been built that we went by and looked today, and they're probably 4 foot, and we are keeping 8 foot off of the property line. So there is a precedence in the neighborhood, and so hopefully we're adding even more than what some of the other neighbors have done. If you have any questions, I'll be glad to try to answer them.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Rickards?
I see you have an accessory structure, existing shed there. How long has that been there?
I have no idea. It's been there a very long time.
Okay. Yeah, I wanted to explain to the board that I added the variances for the side and front yard setback for the existing shed, but I found after fact that it's been there for many, many, many years.
Nonconforming?
It's nonconforming, but I don't even believe it's your shed, is it?
It is. It is on our property.
But
yes.
Is it your shed?
It is now. I think.
Okay.
Yes.
But they had someone come in and question it, saying it's the neighbor's shed.
There is a neighbor. A neighbor has a shed that is. Theirs is also right on the property line.
Okay. But this shed is nonconforming. But if you want, we can just go ahead and add it in since...
To make it all...
Just to make it
all one time, clean it right up.
Just to clean it up. And also, I would like to add, the variance should be 1.8 instead of 1.9 foot because I accidentally took the 8.1 for the deck, which can be 5 feet, and the house is 8.2. So it's a 1.8 foot variance, not a 1.9.
Okay.
Keep in mind, you know, the shed's non-conforming, it can stay, so whether we grant it or not, more than likely we will, should you need, find the need or desire to replace it, you would have to come back and request, you know, if you wanted to put it.
We like our shed very much.
Sometimes they're in disrepair and need to be replaced, and that doesn't mean just because it was there.
Yeah, I'd have to get a permit to.
Yes.
Sure.
It just has to be 30-foot back, that's all.
He has to, if we replace that, you have to be, you know, Mr. Mills told you that, but I think that what you gotta know is that there's no accessory buildings permitted in the front yard setback, so they have to be 30 feet back if you wanted to replace that shed.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
So.
I would have to conform to all of the rules. Understand, I'd have to move it back 30 foot, so I would have to at least go in the backyard where I would have enough.
No accessory structures allowed in the front yard, and 30 feet back, it starts the backyard, okay?
Okay.
Just so you know.
Thank you, appreciate that.
Okay. So, are there any further questions?
Yes. Not sure we addressed all the standards. Certainly uniqueness because of the lot width and the regular shape. Necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. You know, is this this dwelling is stick-built?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And it can't be any less than 30 feet in width?
We've done all of the design and everything else. Bay to the Beach is the builder. They've worked with us. And we've looked at it, and this is, you know, trying to get the one floor where our master and our bath and kitchen are all on the same floor. It would be extremely difficult to get it any narrower.
So therefore, you're suggesting it's a minimum to afford relief.
Yes, sir.
Okay. As far as the character of the neighborhood, what you're planning to build is in character.
Yes, sir.
No other questions.
Okay. You're in a flood zone, correct?
You're in
a flood zone?
Yes, sir. We're in it. Yes, we're going up.
Okay, you're going up, right?
Yes.
Any questions?
An AE zone.
AE.
We move, it's back just right about 2 feet.
Okay.
2 feet
right,
into
AE.
Yes, sir.
I see it now. It's AE.
Okay. Hearing no,
you're
being,
lucky there.
Yes, sir.
Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 10,963 for the following reason. The property is unique to its odd shape. The variance will enable reasonable use of the property. The difficulty was not created by the applicant. The variance, if granted, will not alter the character of the neighborhood, and the variance is a minimum to relief for your relief.
Okay, that was second to that motion.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickers and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,963. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for those reasons.
Mr. Workman? I mean, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons.
Mr. Calloway? Aye, for those reasons that have been stated. Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the same reason you stated.
And Mr. Rickers?
Aye. For the reason that
so by a vote of 5-0, case number 10,963 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Good luck.